Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
I'm Matt.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Carrie.
Guys, welcome back to the Game Junkies podcast. Now, this week we're finally getting round to the music channel. We've been building up to this for about 6 months, it feels like. One thing I've got in the way, we're finally getting this done. Myself, Alex and Kerry are very pleased to welcome our special guest judge from our sister show, Chris Talks Games. Chris.
Hello, how are you doing, guys? It does feel like it's been 6 months since I sent you the different genres to choose from.
It
hasn't been 6 months, just felt like it.
This year's gone much faster than last year has, for sure. We don't talk about last year, though. We don't talk about that at all, do we? It is a little bit, yes. So we have 5 topics that Chris has set us.
Yes.
And we've all picked our favourite piece from each section. This challenge, how it's going to be done is we're going to play the music for Chris, and obviously for legal reasons, we're not playing the full song. We're playing enough for you guys to know what we're referring to. Chris will hear as much as he wants to hear, let's face it. And then Chris will rank them from best to worst in each category. And after he's done that, we'll find out from each of us while we pick that song. Okay, so Chris, which category do you want to just go with first?
Let's go with the golden oldies. Let's go with the retros first.
Okay, retro. Now the...
My specification was the N64 era... PlayStation 1 and Sega Saturn earlier.
So sort of like 95 backwards, basically.
Yeah, no, NES.
Okay.
Game Boy, all that kind
of stuff. Matt, you were terrible explaining this because you said N64 only.
Or earlier, dude.
So Matt needs to start with a -5 to this.
N64, if it's in that area, we may have an idea what Agatha picked then. Right, okay.
Stop it, children. Let's just get on with this.
Kerry,
I think you're trying to sabotage him because I just try to send me his list of songs as well.
I
think you're trying to sabotage your co-host, Matt.
Never would do such a thing.
Off with Matt's head.
Mother Hen is calming us down.
Yes. He's a witch.
Right. Burn the witch.
Tied to a chair and throw him in the river. Okay. He drowns and he's not a witch.
Wait, that's next week.
Indeed. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to the retro side of things. Okay, so we're going to start with this one, Chris.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that's the first one.
There's track number two.
Track number two. Okay, so you have heard the 3 choices for the retro round, Chris.
Yes.
Which one? No, are you ranking them from worst to best or best?
I'll go least favourite to favourite.
Okay.
I think it probably will be the order you played it. So the track ones was my least favourite, those three. Then the Sonic 2 boss theme would be number two.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Zelda theme would be number one. I thought the Sonic 1 might clinch it because the nostalgia feels like, as soon as I heard it, I could see that boss coming in. It's like, oh God. But then the Zelda theme came in and it's like, yeah.
Okay. So having ranked them, in that case then, the person who chose number three, which was the banjo theme, Kerry, explain why you chose banjo.
First of all, Chris, I have to say you have terrible taste if you're voting at last.
It's not my most favourite piece of banjo music, unfortunately. That's the only unfortunate thing.
I don't know, I just like it, I guess.
It's a big
comment. To be fair, there is quite subjective. So there are songs that just stick out to you for some reason, you don't know why. You've heard some of the songs I play, and you're also like, why the hell do you like it?
Yes, I remember editing some of your podcasts about it, yes. That's a fair comment. Yeah, okay. Number two, who do you think to be number two?
Knowing that you know I like Sonic a lot, I'd imagine that it was you. And seeing as Alex said thought it was N64 only.
Yeah.
I think that kind of rules Alex out of number two.
Yeah, I chose Sonic. I did Sonic 2 bosses music.
Is that a strategic move?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a strategic move at all. Bit of a tape. I'm wearing a
That's Sonic. Cheating.
I'm not, no. You're not winning, am I? That. Sonic 2 is one of my favourite games of all time. But I'm quickly, when I heard it was coming to part of the Switch Mega Drive Genesis collection, I was incredibly pleased it was that version and not Sonic 1. A lot of people were upset about that. I was loving it. Sonic 2 was my favourite Sonic game. Closely followed by Sonic and Knuckles. Sonic 2 is my favourite. Got Chemical Plant Zone in there, obviously. One of the best zones of all time. Infuriating as well at times.
What's the boss theme over Chemical Plant theme for you?
It's just so iconic. I thought we were going for the Sonic 1 boss music. But the Sonic 2 one, it was just so much more... And it's just like, oh, like again. It works for me.
Fair enough. Then rounds up with Alex for number one.
I didn't. To be fair, I didn't pick this one strategically. I actually picked this one because it is my favorite Nintendo 64 game. Obviously. Back in the day, Kerry had a Nintendo 64, and if I did get a chance to play it, I would. And the three games that stuck out on that, which Kerry had access to, was Pokemon Stadium 2, Banjo-Tooie, and The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. And it's probably not only one of my favourite tracks ever, it's something I quite often tend to do my D&D planning to, as well as another song I've put on this list, but it's just so iconic to Legend of Zelda. Like, you hear that theme and you know it's a Legend of Zelda, or the obviously the remake Zelda on a Horse. You know that was going to come up, Matt.
Do you know? It's definitely been nearly 2 years now. It's nearly 2 years now, Alex. Thank you. Okay, so
legacy.
It is. It's legacy. It's going to forever. I didn't mean to do it either. Okay.
For me, that's just such an iconic song to the Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, as soon as it started, I was like, yeah, I'll create a time.
And it's one of the few Zelda games I'm actually good at.
Fair comment. Right. Okay, so Alex takes an early lead. Let's try and bring that back in a little bit then, shall we? What's your next category of choice, Chris?
Let's go from oldies but goodies to the modern day. So, well, I originally classed as songs from this year, but I've now adapted to songs from the last 2 years.
And ironically, I think ironically, the song's actually all Mission now, ironically. The choice
fair
is.
Enough.
So, okay, so we are going to move to that.
Yep, so basically this criteria had to be a piece of music for a game that came out in 2021, and then I did adjust it to 2020 as well, so, because apparently there's people who hadn't played many games in this year, but didn't have any favorite
to
music.
Be fair, to be fair, some, they're not games this year, but they've been slim picking about what people have been wanting to buy. So,
fair enough.
Right, so.
Yeah, so let's see what you like from this, what you guys have got lined up.
Okay, so pieces from this year. We're going to start with this one.
I've heard this one. I don't know who might have put this one in.
Next.
Very, very topical at the moment. Oh, this was just yesterday. That's okay, all done.
Okay. So, you've heard the three choices. Yeah. Then, Chris, what are your picks?
You seem to have a habit of saying the best to last, Matt.
I'm picking the playlist at random.
Literally, like, it's the same as the last one. I think it's you already played them third to first. So, play number one, which I think I remember from you playing Hitman.
It is from Hitman 2021, yes.
So that's my third favourite then. The Happy Home Paradise theme at two, and then the last song, whatever that one was, at number one.
Okay. Well, I picked Hitman, yes. Because, and it starts so slow and it builds and builds and builds. Until we get to the stage where you actually just want to kill the person who's in the orchestra, because it's literally like, hey, like how many different batons is he wielding at this point?
Building the tension.
Tension, very much so.
The combination. Maybe I suggest you didn't choose the best part of the music to play then if it builds like that.
Well, in any case, you've heard the whole song before, as you know. Okay. Got me through COVID, that did. But yeah, the music is really good, and it's just really good, and you can hear the chorus, the ha ha bit in the background when you get to later on. Literally, the 30 seconds I'm putting in does not do it justice.
Fair enough. And obviously, you've got Happy Home Paradise theme, which is
who do you think?
I'm gonna say Kerry for that one.
Correct, Kerry. Yeah. Why did you pick Happy Home Paradise?
It's cheerful and it's kind of that miserable time of year at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. It's that kind of brightness, like it's that tropical vibe when it's rainy and cold outside. That is a lot of fun to play for, it, to be fair.
It is really fun. It is really fun. Even if I'm no good at designing the houses in it, the music.
Yes.
I felt animosity there.
Well, from the description of your absolute lack of effort for your poor clients.
Opening three boxes and moving the stuff in the corner, then going, I'm all done.
To be fair, she was happy. She was happy. Eloise was happy.
Bruh.
Bruh. Matt got wrecked.
I think I'd have felt the eye roll from the other side of the country. What?
Honest to God, Matt, you are getting absolutely roasted this evening.
Part of the territory of being the host. Okay. Now, obviously by the prison elimination, that means Alex chose the last one. Now, I will say that Alex was a little concerned that they might veto his choice because technically the game's not out yet.
Is the music in the public domain? Has it been shown off?
It has. Multiple times, yes. But he was concerned about that.
It is a part of the game, and obviously they have given early access to Halo Infinite for some people for playtesting, and that obviously is a part of the game soundtrack in-game.
And it's also it's also been in the footage we've seen as well.
But it's not meant to come out till December of this year. It's still technically 2021.
So what kind of appealed to you, Alex? Why did you choose that as your piece of music for this year?
Halo's a bit like The Legend of Zelda to me, where it's one of my childhood games. It was my first shooter that I ever played on Xbox, which was my first proper console that wasn't a handheld. I played that about 6 or 7 years old, I think it was, maybe eight, roughly around eight when I first got to play Halo, and it's just stuck out to me ever since, and I've basically played every game in the series up until this point now. Even had the joy and sometimes aggravation of doing multiplayer co-op campaign with Willis.
He's blushing.
I'm not blushing, yeah. I'm smirking. I've got to point out for the benefit of the tape, though, we did spend most of Halo 1 just wandering around every corridor we went into, switching old graphics and new graphics. It was so much fun.
And then we did that for Halo 1, steamed through Halo 2, enjoyed the final level on Halo 3 too much and kept failing that because driving is so awkward in that game. Then we played Halo 4, it was all right. And then obviously we did Halo 5 and was just so amazed by the up in graphics and the fact you could actually use your scopes.
Yeah, who knew? Halo never had, you couldn't aim under scopes. Okay. We've been through that. So Alex is now leading.
I'll keep track.
Alex is leading 6-3-3 here. Okay, so Chris, the next choice for your categories for us.
I think I'm gonna go for which is the victory theme or jingle.
Okay, so victory celebration and a fight objective achieved is what basically.
Yeah. Can I quickly point out something on this?
Yes.
I don't know whether my vote. What I picked would technically count because I couldn't find anything, so I asked you if credit music would also apply, like music that you get in the credits.
I think that's enough. Yes,
I'll allow it.
He'll allow it. He says, "Good." Okay. Right. Okay. So we're gonna go with. So this is victory. We're going for here.
Yeah, victory or achievement or.
Okay, we are going to start with this one.
That sounds familiar. I
next one.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
Okay, you have heard all three for victory, as you called it.
I literally don't know any of them from, to be fair. Okay. It's hard to remember where they come from, as well as why I chose them when I rank them.
Okay, so based on which ones you like, which ones to you said victory the best? The face he's putting right now is a picture.
Well, the kind of thing I wasn't really expecting, but half decent. But I think of all of them, the one that kind of sound joyous, to put it bluntly, was probably the first one. So that's probably my favourite.
Okay, so if that was okay,
I'd say the second one was probably my least favourite.
Okay,
and then last one was second favourite.
Okay. Unfortunately, the part where I just quickly check my record here to see who picked that one.
Yeah, the second one was me.
Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah, so when you're explaining why you chose the choices, you have to tell me where you come to as well, because I've not heard those.
Okay, Alex, you ranked third. So explain why you chose the theme from Wild Hunt.
Well, game theme to different subject.
No, why you chose the theme song, that song from
yeah.
I will just correct you quickly, Willis, before you anger someone. I'm sorry, man.
Correct me while he's eating, yes, exactly. I'm gonna fill the time.
I'll correct you quickly just because you might anger someone and who's listening, and obviously that is the DLC, one of the DLCs to the game.
Yes.
I suppose the biggest downfall for me in this one is I misread it. Like, I had credits in my head, so that's probably where the lack of celebration is in that song, because it's not a happy DLC, to be fair.
No, it's a bit of a kind of, oh.
Yeah, that's my bad, though. I just misread it.
Okay, fair enough. Second was me.
Okay.
Second was me, which I'm really happy that I'm not last. I might still be last, to be fair. But I didn't finish last one. The victory theme from Batman Returns on Mega Drive.
Fair enough.
This is the part where you actually are fighting Catwoman, provided that you have... you've saved the princess. I think it's the princess. It's been a long time since it's in a film. But, yeah, if you save her... then, you know, you fight Catwoman. If you don't, you basically see her pushed to her death.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that very different music. But yeah, if you finish the game properly, get the good ending, that's the music you get when you're fighting Catwoman over the credits, and you beat her to win the game.
Fair enough.
So that you're fighting to win the game during the credits, bizarre. Which of course, therefore, means that you preferred Kerry's choice, which was the music do which one in particular was it you chose, Kerry?
I'm actually in the same boat as Alex in that it is a credits theme from Pokemon Silver, as in the Game Boy Color one.
Yeah.
It was actually the first handheld game I owned myself, so it's got a special place in my heart of all the Pokemon games. A lot of people I've talked to never liked second gen that much. Kind of hurts me a little. It's my favourite.
I loved Gold, personally.
I mean, it's all subjective. Everyone has their favourite. I can't remember a single thing from like Black and White era, so...
But no, the music definitely stepped up a notch when you got to Gold and Silver, I felt. So I could definitely see why you chose it. When you sent me it over, I'm like, Damn it. I forgot about this one. I'm actually kind of jealous about it. So, well chosen, Miss Kerry. Well chosen.
That's cool. So,
which one's next for you, Chris?
I think we're going from, what was it for the game ending credits to game themes, I guess.
So, main theme of game or title screen theme song. Okay.
It's basically like a, what's attributed as the main theme song for a game or the music that plays on the title screen.
Okay. There's some good ones here. There's some very good ones here. Right. So, okay, we're going to start with this one.
Yeah, it's a game that if it's my channel, you know, I play very often.
Yeah.
It's one of the games I've been playing in the last few weeks, but
okay.
Yeah, so the next one.
So your next one.
Atmospheric.
It's very atmospheric, that one, isn't it? This
okay,
one.
I went off first. I don't know where it's come from, to be fair. So.
Okay. This one. It's the last one. You got three very different choices there, Chris.
I know where one of them comes from as well, which is refreshing for me.
Okay. So, if you had to rank them, your favourites from that.
Yes.
Which one do you is your favourite?
The second track, it would be in third place.
Okay.
The last track would be in second place. Yeah, Tetris 99 is going to be number one for me.
Okay. Okay, in third place, then, you was the Greedfall main menu theme song, which I think...
What one?
Greedfall.
I haven't heard of that. That's...
Greedfall. I direct you to my co-host, Ms. Kerry Heffernan. Kerry, feel free to load both barrels.
I apologise for not knowing what Greedfall is.
It's fine. It's not for everybody. It's my absolute top tier favourite game.
It's one of the best games. I've played a little bit. Nowhere near like Kerry has. Yeah. It's worth your time.
It's the game that's probably most important to me of all games. So I'm a little bit protective over it.
That's right. To be fair, that was all good music, actually.
It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of music for your title theme.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This carry is going to be sort of like one of your go-to favourite pieces, isn't it? So,
yeah. I enjoyed it. It was nice. It's just about the competition, it didn't quite live up, so.
And
for me, that's obviously it's personal preference, so like.
It is personal preference. Number two, where do you think it came from?
Maybe an Assassin's Creed game, but I don't think.
Not really. Is Metal Gear Solid?
Metal Gear Solid?
Metal Gear Solid 4, to be precise, from a PS3. The Best Is Yet to Come theme, which was the remix version, which was done for when you return to Challenger's Island, the part where the first game was set. And it's hauntingly good. Because the third bit where it I can't do it.
So, I'm assuming that was your choice then.
That was my choice, yes.
Yeah. Yes. I think the thing that swung it for me out of the three was out of the second and third position was the vocals, and the vocals kicked in as well. Actually, an extra layer to it and kind of caught my attention a bit more.
Yeah.
I was kind of teetering on that being last place until the vocals kicked in.
Okay. Okay. Which means, of course, that number one.
So I kind of like Tetris 99.
I'm on a roll here. Okay, I can explain why I picked this one. And it wasn't just because I know that Chris likes it. I have a genuine reason for it.
Okay.
So the first time I heard this was at EGX 2019, obviously. I didn't even know Tetris 99 was a thing back then. And then they started playing it on the stage. And the song is just so catchy. Like, it's one of those songs that you can just listen on repeat while you're doing something for hours. It's one of the songs that I use when I do D&D practice in prep, to be honest. So because of the fact I can listen to it on loop and not get bored of it, that's probably why it is my number one for that category.
I love it. Like, I do slightly prefer the top 50 remix when you get to the top 50 and it speeds up a bit.
It gets faster and faster and faster.
But yeah, as soon as that came on, I was like, yeah, that's a tough one to beat. Because like I've put a lot of time into Tetris 99, probably more than I should have done, but yeah, it's a game I do really enjoy, and like I say, it's an iconic soundtrack, and it just managed to elevate it in that game, which is cool.
Me myself, I'm not any good at Tetris 99. I have played it a few times, but I just love the song so much.
Yeah.
Right, so on to the final category.
Last but not least.
Final category then.
A big one.
Yes, which is the personal all-time favourite piece of game music.
Yeah, so it's free reign. It can be any piece of music. It just has to be your favourite piece of music from all time.
Indeed.
From gaming.
Okay. So we're going to start with the first one, okay?
Yeah, that's right. I know which one that is. So.
Okay, here comes your next one.
Still gonna recognize, but it is a good bit of music. Ready for track number three?
This is the part where I need to tell you something, Chris.
Oh?
There is no track number three.
Oh?
Two of us picked the same song.
Fair enough.
Okay, that, you know, that does not surprise me in the slightest.
We have got a lot of similar tastes. So basically, someone's going to be getting either joint first or joint second.
Fair enough.
So, it's your choice as to which one of those two is the, is, well, obviously these are our favourites of all time. Which of those two?
Choices, there's your one track that I know very well, and there's also one that I don't know, but I was actually really quite enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
This is tough. He's got his thinking
head on. Yeah, he's got his thinking head on. I can just
see the cogs working. You can see like the buffering symbol going around.
It's like just the jumping dinosaur on the Google page.
He's thought of a time now.
This is really tough. They're both really good bits of music. think purely just because of the epicness and how grand in sound it is, the Halo theme does swing it for me slightly.
Okay.
The second track is very good, but because I'm less familiar with it, I think it's not hit as hard as the Halo theme did for me.
Okay.
I don't know any other songs from, though, to be fair.
Okay. The other, it's from Witcher 3.
Witcher 3, okay.
From Witcher 3. Yes, it is The Hunt or Be Hunted, it's called.
Okay.
It is a phenomenal piece of music and was very close to being voted by me. Which means you can tell I didn't pick this one. I chose Halo.
Yeah.
And both Alex and Kerry both chose Hunt or Be Hunted.
Fair enough.
And I'll let them explain why.
Yeah, because like I say, Richard's series isn't a series I've played, so I'm not very familiar with the music at all. So, but why does that bit of music hit you as your favourite bit of music of all time, guys?
Kerry, do you want to go first?
I haven't actually played the game. I just genuinely really like the music.
And that's a fair enough answer.
Well, why do you like it, Alex?
Okay, honest. So I've noticed that a lot of the music I've picked in this, with the exception of Tetris 99, all the songs I've picked genuinely tend to be like series / childhood favourites. And obviously The Witcher is no exception to this. I mean, I might upset a few people by saying you can skip the first game because it's not that great.
That's what a common theme, I think, isn't it?
The second one, it's all right, but you can skip it if you want to. And then you get the third game, which is an absolute masterpiece. And to this point, 7 years later, people are still finding stuff that no one has actually found yet. Like a YouTuber I follow, he put up a video just over a month ago and found bits of dialogue from a side quest that, if you do in a slightly different order, gives you a whole different quest entirely. And obviously no one has pointed this out for like 7 years now. The game is a masterpiece, in my opinion. I can put it into categories of why it's so good, because it's just all good. Obviously, there's improvements. Every game can have improvements, but for me, it's just my number one game of all time, and probably always will be.
It's up there for sure.
I almost didn't pick that theme, though. I almost picked one of the boss fights from the DLC. But this one just feels more iconic to me.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's what you resonate more with, isn't it, I guess?
I might actually send you the theme I was going to pick, Chris, and so you can have a listen later and see what you would have rated it.
Fair enough.
Well, Witcher 3 I got on Alex's recommendation. And you can literally spend the entire time just playing Gwent.
It's so addictive. I've put so many hours into Gwent.
And the amazing thing about it is that now I believe I don't know if it still is, but it was on Game Pass. I don't know if it still is. But if it's not, it's certainly in a sale on a regular basis. So on a regular basis, you'll be able to get a hold of it dirt cheap. Black Friday coming up. Probably in the sale if it's not in the...
It is on Game Pass at the moment. So I was looking into it and I can't remember seeing which one there. I need to double check that, but
But if it's on a Switch as well now, of course, as we trialed at EGX 2 weeks ago.
In 2022, obviously, it is getting a graphics expansion and a Netflix Witcher related DLC.
That surprises me in a way. So now we know what CD Projekt Red doing to make Cyberpunk good.
Now we know why Cyberpunk's taking so long to fix. They're adding even more to The Witcher, indeed. Which I'm all for, to be indeed. Completely honest with you.
Yeah, it's a great piece of music. I'm really warm to it, but it's just the familiarity of Halo and kind of how grand it is from the off, it kind of took me in more. So, Matt, why is the original Halo theme your favourite piece of game music of all time?
It's so iconic. It may be, you could certainly put in the argument, the conversation of being the best piece of video game music ever. You could certainly put it as certainly being in the conversation. As soon as you hear, like, the first few bits, where at the beginning, you know straight away. You haven't got to hear the rest of it. You know what game that is. And as soon as we started playing every Halo game, it's on the opening credits. Even in Infinite, you know, countless games, spin-offs, books, and comics later, they're still using the same theme song. What does that tell you? It's that good. Don't fuck with the original. Leave it as it is. And they have, more or less.
Fair enough. Bit of a devil's advocate question.
Copyright infringement, but go on.
But I was thinking, like, were there any bits of music that, if they weren't used for a previous category, would have been your choice for this?
Oh. No, actually, no. I would have stuck with this.
So the same for you, Kerry Alex. If it wasn't used for another category, would you have used another piece of music for the favourite bit of music?
I think for me, if I didn't pick Hunt or Be Hunted, it would have been the Halo theme, to be completely honest with you. For me, that is a probably more of a childhood memory than The Legend of Zelda, and it's just so fucking iconic. As Matt said, you know it's the Halo theme when you hear the vocals at the beginning.
That's cool.
Kerry, would you have picked any of your previous picks for this section, or were you, happy with all the picks you made?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I can't pick the same song for every fit category, so.
That's very true.
The very songs you heard from your co-host that you thought they kind of sprung up was, actually, that's a good bit of music.
As I mentioned, I'm angry that I completely forgot about the Pokemon games. Don't know how I forgot about it, but I did. There's so many good bits of music in Witcher 3. In fact, video games in general now have done very, very good music, as you've said many times on your show. That's why it was quite a nice challenge to do. I dare say we've got some people listening to this now saying, why didn't you pick this piece, why didn't you pick that piece? It's because this is what we wanted. More than happy to pick your picks for a repeat show down the line.
Yeah, I love it. It's kind of like what you like, kind of thing. It's kind of like, so you like my game music taste is very not the standard stuff, so a lot of people are like a bit surprised with some of my
don't we know it
stuff.
But, not a bad thing, though.
Yeah, it's kind of a good mix of stuff, I think. But
right, if my maths is correct, and I'm not entirely sure it is,
I didn't make a note as well.
I did write it down. You written it down, have you?
I was going to say, if it helps, I did actually write down the scoreboard.
Okay, so what is the score, Alex?
Okay, so in joint second is you and Kerry with 1 point each. I feel so bad because I'm in first with 3 points.
To be fair, you chose some very good songs, dude. You did choose some very good songs. To be fair, we did both hit one out of the park ourselves each as well. So you didn't run away with it.
Yeah, I think a big whitewash, so I'm getting all of them.
I think I did pick a lot of iconic songs, to be fair.
I was tempted with Welcome Horizons from Animal Crossing because, well, it was everywhere last year, wasn't it? It was everywhere. It was such a great piece of new music.
That's fair enough. I'm quite intrigued to do this again, actually. I'd quite like to actually take part and pick music next time.
I dare say we'll do it.
I'm happy to rate the music next time. In fact, I dibs it.
Well, I dare say that I think that we'll do it down the line, probably this time next year, the way things are going in general in life. But we but yeah, thank you very much, Chris, for judging, and you're on the sofa tonight. So
nice. Well, thank you for having some good music for me to listen to.
Absolutely.
It's always great seeing the different things people like from music and games and that. So
indeed. It's been opening. I hope that you guys at home have enjoyed listening to the piece of music that we've chosen, and maybe it's inspired you to go back and play some of the more classic games that we've chosen, because there's some good pieces in here. I've got to admit, I really need to play some more banjo. I haven't played
it's not a game.
It's not a banjo in my life. I think that's inspired me to go play some. I think
it's,
I might
do that banjo too. It's the best one.
I think I may do it now, actually. I think I do it now. But before I do that, we should probably wrap things up. So we will we'll thank our guest again, Chris, for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And would you please give your socials?
Yes. Best place to find me is on Twitter at ChrisLewis37. And my YouTube is Chris Reactor, and I'm pretty much posting my YouTube videos onto my Twitter, so find my Twitter, you'll find my YouTube. Last video I posted was a Forza Horizon 5 gameplay, which is a really fun game. I'm actually really loving it, so gets my recommendation at the very least.
Awesome. Yeah. Forza Horizon's always a good time. Okay, so thank you again to Chris. We'll quickly give up our socials and then we'll get out of your hair. Okay, so, Kerry.
I am sure it beans on Twitter, where I actually don't ever post anything. I just lurk and follow pages with fun names like GIFs that need more context and weird-looking buildings, because that's what I do.
We love weird buildings, though. We all love weird buildings, don't we?
That's so creepy, weird buildings, and they get a bit spooky.
Fair enough. Alex?
Of course, I'm Alex, and you can find me at Spiderbread UK. You can find our main show at Game Junkies Pod, and you can find, obviously, our D&D collection at Dungeon Junkies.
Indeed. Find me at MattTech UK. Thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you again to Chris for taking part in this. Well done to Alex for winning. You're not going to hit me here.
You said that so heavily. It pains you to say that, Matt.
I'm Matt.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Kerry.
But again, Junkie, we're back in 2 weeks. Stay safe. We're out of here.
Bye.
This podcast is a MattTech production for Visionaries Global Media.